Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two. We do 3 hours of radio every night just for you to give you the opportunity to call in and get on the air and talk about what's on your mind. The us in studio tonight is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we've been talking. It's been a California-centric show. We've been talking about, first of all, PG&E, that's Pacific Gas and Electric.
Do they go outside of California? You used to be from Oregon. Do they have plants up there, too?
I don't know. Okay. I used to know. I know in Oregon, we had PG&E at one point.
You did, okay.
But I know there were always players changing, and I think PG&E might still be in various parts of the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Maybe elsewhere. I don't know. PG&E was not always held in high regard, not just over the rate increases, but the movie Aaron Brockovich had to do with Julia Roberts suing Potomac Gas and Electric because they were polluting, allegedly.
It's really called Potomac Gas and Electric?
Did I say that?
You did, yeah.
I got a serious case of Lyme brain tonight.
I was going to say, they're a little bit off course if they were looking for the Potomac.
They have expanded. Potomac Gas and Electric is now, never mind, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I don't know how many states they cover, but the Aaron Brockovich case probably brought them more press that they didn't want than anything else. So they're doing rolling blackouts because they
tried. Rolling blackouts makes it sound like it's a temporary measure, like, oh, it's just going to be an hour. It's rolling through. It's going to roll in. Yeah. It's going to roll right out. No, we're talking about days here that people are going to be out of power. It started yesterday, and it continues through today, and they've told people that it may be several days.
Wow.
Interesting. Now, do they riot in California when the power goes out like they do in New York? Or?
Get ready. I mean, they might at some point.
There was reports of a PG&E truck taking a bullet. Police were investigating that. And I think people are it's not going to take long for them to get fed up.
Right.
And in California, they will riot. It'll be interesting to see if they, where their riot is directed. It's going to be directed more than likely at PG&E, whose hands are sort of tied because they have to ask permission if they want to raise their rates. It would be interesting to see PG&E do a series of commercials that just said, we'd like to not do these, but government forbids us from raising our rates, even if it were temporarily. You know, it may increase your power cost for $10, but guess what? Your ice cream won't melt. Guess what? Your heart machine won't stop running. Your at-home dialysis won't quit in the middle of the night.
How many of the people who are, you know, on these medical devices that you're talking about, how many of them thought ahead enough to set up a generator, thinking that they were going to need that at some point? I mean, normally, if you get a power outage, it might be fairly temporary, right? Like, there might be a brownout or a temporary blackout that doesn't last more than an hour. A simple battery backup is usually enough to get you through that. But here we're talking about days.
Now, they could just go sit in a hospital because the hospitals have generators, but that's going to cost thousands of dollars a day.
Well, yeah, and so will everyone else, so good luck getting in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're on dialysis, they will probably let you in during a power outage, at least long enough to keep yourself, you know, properly dialed.
Yeah. They want you to be able to pay, so they can't kill you too quick. So we kind of moved from that story, and we were talking about California and Los Angeles's attempt to house the homeless, where they did a $1.2 billion bond to
3 years ago.
To start, you know, building housing for the homeless.
Well, they started.
They did start, but a quote, more than 2 years after the first bond issuance and nearly 3 years since voters approved HHH, not that is the proposition that was put forward, not one bond-funded unit has been opened. That's the state of things right now. They have
done nothing. I wonder how much of that money has been spent.
Good question.
117 Prop HHH-funded units are scheduled to be open in 2019. Los Angeles homeless population jumped 16% this year to 36,000.
Well, 117 scheduled to open. There's probably not many more days in, left in the year at this point.
Spiking development costs also mean that Prop HHH will end up subsidizing only about 7,700 units, not the 10,000 units promised to voters. A 2016.
They really allocated $1.2 billion
to build 10,000 units.
10,000 units.
I don't know if that propositions are statewide. I don't know if that was just for Los Angeles or it was. This is just an example.
Yeah, good point.
As this story points out, for the amount of money that they've spent in Los Angeles, they could have just bought everybody a condo on the open market. Spiking development costs also mean that Prop HHH will end up subsidizing only about 7,700 units. 2016 estimate of construction costs put the price of adding new units at between $350,000 and $414,000, but the median per unit cost...
How big are these units?
...of Prop HHH funding... funded projects now stands at $531,000.
Oh, God.
Over 1,000 units are expected to cost over $600,000, and one project has units going far over $700,000.
This is sound like luxury living conditions, but you know it isn't going to be like that. It's going to be institutional crap.
Right.
Yeah, but it's going to be in California. And the first question is, okay, California is overcrowded. California is extremely expensive. So if you want to build housing units for homeless people, why build them in California in the first place? That's not a good place for them.
Well, yeah, it is. Always build the solution closest to where the problem is.
Here's why. Because, well, they're there, number one. But number two, somebody figured they could make some money. Hey, voters love helping the homeless. Let's put together a proposal to help the homeless. We'll build them some houses, and we'll make big money off of that. And they'll get some crappy houses, and everybody will be happy.
Oh, I guarantee you there's land developers out there that are finally unloaded this property that they couldn't get rid of for years. Wait, they're doing Section 8 housing. Great. I can finally, and it's a government bid. Great. I can jack up my price. I can even make more off of this. Plus, we can pay off our buddies in the unions because, hey, they love union jobs. These will all be union jobs.
In Capitalism and Freedom, Milton Friedman wrote about studying the some of the other federal housing projects that were created during the 70s, and he said that those projects actually bulldozed more rentable units of housing than they produced. So they increased the scarcity of housing. They just took decent housing, knocked it down, and turned it into garbage.
Right. This article comes to us from Reason. Reason has covered the high cost of building affordable housing in their in the Los Angeles area before, finding that sky-high land costs, union wage requirements, high development fees, and expensive design requirements, thank you, federal government, have helped push up the costs of all of these projects. The controller's audit pinpoints many of these factors as helping to raise the cost of Prop HHH, especially the union wage mandates, city fees, and accessibility requirements for units serving disabled tenants. So make sure it's got a ramp. You know, make sure the door has a button you can push to open it.
And put that on every single unit, even though not all of them need it.
That's exactly right. Also driving up the costs are city regulations that require developers receiving Prop HH funding to have experience building supportive housing, and the need of these developers to piece together financials from multiple local, state, and federal sources. It sounds way too complicated to just build somebody a damn house, and that's what you get with government. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-4255. 3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. All you got to do is load the Discord app, use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you'll be in business. But first, do you take cryptocurrency at your business? A lot of people are talking about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum and all kinds of stuff, but do you accept it? Well, you should. You should go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Do you operate a retail business, or are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we have been talking about nobody staying cool in California due to rolling outages, euphemistic term, Ian points out, and I think that's accurate. The power's out, and they don't know when it's going to come back on.
Affecting millions of customers, at one point as many as 2 million.
Yeah. And
now maybe 1.5 million, they're saying, have been affected today. So initially 2 million yesterday, still as many as 1.5 million today.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insanity. And it all has to do with the government allowing or disallowing, in this case, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, to actually increase the cost to consumers. And I don't like my electric bill going up any more than the next guy, but if the choice were you could have no power or you can have slightly more expensive power, I think I'd do that, and in the meantime, I think I would be hammering on my state representative to do away with the California Public Utilities Commission. It's not a good thing for government to be in charge of how businesses get to charge what they do, and worse yet, to make a monopoly out of things like utilities. These things can be free market solutions, too. Don't let them tell you they can't be.
There is no industry that is best served by a coercive monopoly, including government.
Right.
Including the industry itself, because this PG&E company is a bloated, bureaucratic, private organization that has a mandate to be the only organization from which people can buy power within a large swath of California. They're not the only one that serves California. There are at least a few different companies, from what I've seen, that serve different areas of the state. PG&E is probably one of the largest ones. And, you know, they've been done a disservice by not allowing them competition, because you don't have competition, it means you're going to grow fat, you're going to grow ugly, you're going to be lazy. Slow, you're going to be lazy, you don't have to fix things when you normally would have to fix them, because your customers can't do anything else. Unless they physically get up and leave the area, they cannot choose any other option for power service, and so PG&E would be a better company if they were subject to competition, but they're not.
Yeah, well, or people would buy things from somebody else, because it may be that the people at PG&E are just incompetent. And this is all people talk about the military-industrial complex. Well, this is the regulatory-industrial complex, where there are companies that specialize in knowing how to work politicians, and that's the only thing they do well. So they work the politicians, and they get these contracts, and then they can't fulfill them. But it doesn't matter that they can't fulfill them, because they know how to work the politicians.
You know, one of the most hated companies in the United States is Comcast. Now, that's no offense. I mean, you have a very low rate of customer satisfaction. Comcast does. And there's been recent stories that have come out about all the hidden costs in your Comcast bill. Something like 37% of the bill is actually either regulatory, meaning government requires them to collect this money, or more to the point, government, they've been lobbied to require them to collect this money as some form of recovery fee for something or other. But up to 37% of your Comcast bill is nothing but fees, and some of it is just fat that goes directly to Comcast. It doesn't go to government programs. It's not helping people in impoverished areas get cable service. It's just profit for them.
Well, the thing they need in impoverished areas isn't to watch more TV anyway.
This is true, but that's the excuse.
Well, but even Comcast has competition in the form of satellite television, for instance.
In some areas.
Yeah. Well, satellite is pretty much available in all of North America.
This is true, and in some areas there may actually be actual cable competition. Not very
rare.
Pretty rare. But they may have competition. Like around here, we have DSL and cable. It's pretty widespread.
You're talking about cable for internet there. Yeah.
Well,
but
yes.
The phone company isn't competing with television services in most places.
In some areas they do. Fios
unless
and
they
things
have
like that.
Yeah.
But what Comcast is very good at doing is lobbying. And they can get the regulations they want, and they will do very well with that. So in a lot of industries, it's...
And in return, they'll cheerlead for every war out there, among other things.
They will, and they will get your congressman reelected, if necessary, if they're voting the right way. And so these companies that have monopolies, people complain all the time about the lobbying in Washington. These are the companies that are doing it. It's the PG&Es of the world. It is the Comcast of the world. They have an interest in making sure their politicians are there and they stay there. You know what? I know there's lots of other things that people lobby for, but if you're going to look at a primary one, look at regulated industries. Their bread and butter relies on them keeping regulation in place. We were talking also about California's attempt to house the homeless and how the median cost of a new unit is now more expensive in Los Angeles than if you just buy them a condo.
A new unit of the government housing.
That's right. Yeah. I don't want anyone to get confused about my unit. The unit is... expecting a cost of $600,000, that's how much the taxpayers are on the hook for, and actually it's supposed to go up to probably around $700,000.
From an original estimate of $350,000, was it?
Yeah, $330,000.
It's double.
Yeah.
The cost is double.
Yeah, and reason is, that's where this article comes to us from, it's not just the union wages, it's not just the city fees, the accessibility requirements, but a whole host of other things Los Angeles has done to make the permitting process almost impossible to get through, slow everything down, and allow neighborhood groups plenty of time to gum up the works. And you might think they're doing what's in your interest. They're doing what's in their interest. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The suspect in the deadly shooting at a West Texas Walmart is pleading not guilty. The 21-year-old made an extremely brief appearance before an El Paso judge late Thursday afternoon, where he said he understood the charges against him. He's accused of killing 22 people inside the Walmart in early August and will be back in court in November. Defense attorney Mark Stevens says there are two sides to every story.
We look forward to the opportunity to try this case in a courtroom at some point and let everything be told. And we'll ask everybody, media and everybody else, to keep an open mind.
President Trump is at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, delivering remarks at a Keep America Great rally. On Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow was up 151 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call and tell us what's on your mind, what is of interest to you, and we can talk about it. But first, I want to tell you about Liberty First University. You may have heard of Chris Ann Hall. She's a former Florida attorney and former prosecutor, fired after teaching the Constitution, even though she was ordered not to by her boss, State Attorney Skip Jarvis. She would not stop and stood up for liberty over a paycheck. Watch the replay of our webinar with Chris Ann Hall at for free at lfu.freetalklive.com. Chris Ann is a disabled veteran of the United States Army, a Russian linguist, a mother, and a patriot. She now travels the country and teaches the Constitution and the history that gave us our founding documents. Chris Ann Hall doesn't just teach the Constitution. She lays the foundation that shows how reliable and relevant our founding documents are today. She presents the genealogy of the Constitution, the 700-year history, and 5 foundational documents that are the very roots of American liberty. Her belief is that you cannot properly understand or interpret the Constitution without a firm grasp of its very foundation. To learn more about Liberty First University and watch this free webinar on demand, visit lfu.freetalklive.com. Don't wait until it's too late to get this webinar for free. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking all things bad about California. I hate to sound like I'm picking on California, but...
California's got it coming.
You got it coming, man. You guys have just allowed your government to expand beyond almost any state in the union. You're tied with New York as the least free state.
No, they're not tied.
Oh, are they number one?
Not the last time I looked. New York was the worst, the least free state by far.
Oh, really?
Way worse than California.
Oh, so you got to try harder, California. Yeah. You're getting
there.
Beat on the race to the bottom by New York.
Is that New York City or New York State?
State.
Interesting.
So the rating of the 50 states based on liberty. And California, no matter what poll... that tries to rate liberty in 50 states, California is always going to be near the bottom. And, you know, I know you listening to me, you don't want to be known as the place that has the worst liberty, that has the lowest ratings on anything. What state, who would ever want their state to rate at the bottom of the polls? But you keep electing these politicians that promise to give you everything under the sun, and this is what you get.
Everything the government says is a lie, and everything it has is stolen.
Well, coming up, we can get back into the power outage, because I've got a story about estimates that it could cost their economy more than $2 billion.
Wow.
Wow.
This one.
They could build 1,000 condos for that.
Well, not just that, but it's twice as much, even for this one, as the rate increase that they were asking for in the first place.
Right.
Well, that was only $1.1 or $1.2
billion. That was the first bond, yeah, $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
Oh, were you done with your
story? Well, we were just, you know, basically we can outline all the myriad reasons why this government housing project in Los Angeles is failing. You know, it's, and when it gets to the bottom of it, everything in this article just talks about another regulation that the California legislature has passed and another legislative, you know, this is what happens when you get big government. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. You can't even house people that don't have anywhere else to go.
Well, but even the smaller governments screw it up, too, because governments don't have the incentives for excellence. They don't have the incentives to do a good job and do a good job at a good price. You know, even the city of Keene or whatever, right? Like Los Angeles is a humongous bureaucracy. City of Keene, where we live here in southwest New Hampshire, is nowhere near as large and bureaucratic, but they're still bureaucratic. They're still going to go over costs. They're still going to screw up their jobs, and it's still going to cost way too much for what you actually get. In every single case, government cannot be efficient. It can't.
Yeah, and you'll have people say that, well, no one but government could do, you know, to build all these houses, you know, only
ridiculous.
Government can do that. And it's nuts.
No, there's a lot of houses in America that were not built by the government.
Probably
so
the supermajority.
I don't
of them.
See why there couldn't be more.
The reason why, you know, no one else can do this is because government stands in the way of people doing it. Like, we've talked about Seattle, for instance, where they have a housing shortage. San Francisco, of course, is another example where there's all these tech jobs that attract a ton of workers to these areas. But the government goons stand in the way of development. You can't just buy a plot of land and start building. You got to go and ask permission first. Well, and if you're asking permission, you've got to show charts, and you've got to show studies, and you've got to beg, and you've got to entreat, you've got to pay. You've got to pay bribes. You've got to pay licensing fees. And maybe even then, they still won't let you do it. So
and even if you build it, you can't get power.
Yeah, you can't. Well, right. And you can't. The marketplace cannot expand to what is necessary to support the jobs that are available and the people that want to come into that marketplace. So as a result, the prices of the existing places go sky high because there's no other supply that can be given.
So what happens is like what Los Angeles does, and this is supposed to be a potential solution. government sues another part of government saying we should be exempt from these government regulations that we didn't put in place, but another part of government did. And what they point to is the California Environmental Quality Act. And Los Angeles is actually suing to try to exempt it. They passed an ordinance, but they're having trouble doing it to declare that any of the Proposition HHH projects should be exempt from state laws.
Because it costs more,
because,
right?
Because it,
and
because
you can't build anything with those laws in place.
It's insane.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, CEQA lawsuits are a favorite tool of NIMBYs, not in my backyard, to either stop unwanted projects or extract concessions from the developers. In response, California's legislature has passed a law this year exempting Prop HHH projects from CEQA, again, California Environmental Quality Act. This should speed up project delivery. However, Tuesday's audit chided the city for streamlining permitting only after committing funding to projects. The controller's audit also includes a number of recommendations for bringing costs down, including finding more ways to streamline approvals, embracing cost-saving construction methods.
Just streamline it. Just streamline.
And shift funding from more expensive projects to temporary shelters.
Why can't you just streamline? You've doubled the cost. Just streamline.
California.
So easy.
Well, maybe they need more buzzwords. I mean, maybe streamlining enough is not enough. Maybe they need a whole paradigm shift.
Maybe the bureaucrats need to go jump in the ocean and solve the problem for the rest of us.
Well, but that's what these people want.
Yeah.
The California people voted for this. Okay, so remember, this isn't like
The California people were educated by the California educational system.
All that's I'm saying is they got the government they deserve.
Yes.
It's true. That's true. That's true.
You could go
Thank God we don't have those people here.
But you could have these bureaucrats go jump in the ocean, and all the people will do is complain.
There's nobody to enforce the CEQA. They need more money for their budget. I'm willing to raise my taxes, and they do it. It's insane. But this isn't going to stop, and they needed a whole change in thinking in California. It's not just the politicians. Maybe people need to hear that. California, people of California, California is your fault. You've got exactly what you deserve and exactly what you asked for. Now you're complaining because you got it. 855-450-FREE. Do you live in California? Please tell me that there's somebody with some common sense out there. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, that's the number you can call to get on the air with us. That's 855-450-3733. Again, Free Talk Live is open phones radio. Not many of us left, not many stations that will let you bring up a subject that the host isn't already talking about, but we don't care. We want to hear what's on your mind.
Because we do care.
We do care. It's more fun when we talk about things that are of interest to you, and when they are, that means we've probably hit on something, and our callers invariably give us the best topics. Ian, you were digging up some stuff on the economic impact of these quote-unquote rolling blackouts that Californians are suffering.
Days-long blackouts.
Yeah, and we don't... PG&E, the company that is doing this, they're not even really saying how long they will last.
They're saying that it could be several days.
Several days.
That's what the reports are.
There you go. I'm going to try that. If I ever work for somebody else, I'm going to go on vacation. They're going to ask me, how long are you going for? I'm just going to say several days.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? It could be a week, it could be a day, it could be 2 months, but I'll be back to work after several days.
So we were talking about this earlier in the show, and we got into some of the reasons why these things are happening. Basically, it comes down to there's some dangerous conditions near certain power lines, and those dangerous conditions could be susceptible to fire if, let's say, a power line was to be brought down by a tree branch or something like that. It could then spark a fire, which could then destroy houses and businesses and could lead to PG&E being sued, which is what happened to them. They're now apparently bankrupt as a result of having to pay out in that particular lawsuit due to the fires that were started due to the brush and the branches, which they say they can't afford to cut down, so they need to increase their rates in order to do more trimming of maintaining of these power lines. And right now, the government is not so sure whether they want to approve the rate increase. So the government is essentially that which created these problems to begin with. And the problem, of course, now is the fact that the power is actually out. Well, what happens to your business if the power goes out? If you've got a business, or maybe you're not even a business owner, maybe you're just an employee at whatever business it is, a factory, well, everything's going to grind to a halt there. You're a retail, good luck running credit cards with the power out. I mean, there are some things you can do as a retailer if the power goes out. I've worked in retail before. I remember working at the big Kmart down in Florida in the late 90s. And there were a few times when the power went out in the store. And you can still manually check some customers out. You can take cash, but you sure as hell can't take credit cards in that circumstance.
I would really be interested in finding out if PG&E has to go through all the same hoops that other companies have to go through for environmental reasons, too. So,
I'm sure they do.
You know,
likely.
Yeah, but, I mean, if the kangaroo rat is found on some area of land where there happen to be high-tension power lines,
then they're going to take them to the kangaroo court.
Right, but are they going to be forbidden from trimming back brush and stuff like that?
Well, right now they're saying their problem is they can't afford to do it. So they need more money, and they're coming to the California Public Utilities Commission, and they're asking for it. So the fallout for this right now is affecting countless people, not just the folks that are on dialysis machines or other medical equipment in order to save their life or to extend their life. Those people are obviously threatened by this situation. But business owners, people who count on power, I mean, most businesses usually have to have power to do the thing that they do for the most part.
And here's how it rolls. I work for a company who is suffering a blackout, so I can't go to work.
Right.
So I can't get paid.
That's right.
So I can't pay my electric bill. It's going to roll in every direction away from this, and it starts off with a stupid government. Bureaucrat doing something stupid.
Well, and I was also reading, and I'll get into the economic impact story here from CNBC, but I was reading I've been looking at different stories about this here tonight, and one critic was saying that, well, PG&E needs to do X, Y, and Z. They really need to get their act together. PG&E better get this, do a better job. And we talked earlier about how they really can't do that much of a better job because they're a government-approved monopoly.
Right.
But even if the government, what is the government going to do to try to incentivize them, besides opening it up to a free market, which no one in California is going to propose? Well, what are they going to do? Fine this bankrupt company? Hit them with hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines? That's just going to mean they're going to have to recoup those from their customers.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no way that you can just whip PG&E into shape.
Well, if they're really bankrupt, the thing to do would be to auction their assets, let somebody else buy them, and hopefully run them better. I mean, that's what bankruptcy is supposed to do.
Yeah, they may not be in that form of bankruptcy. I suspect they're in one of those forms.
It's probably a reorganization, which is, I think, Chapter 13.
That's my guess, but I have not read the story about that.
They are Chapter 11.
They're in Chapter 11.
What does that mean?
Okay, Chapter 11, I think, is I don't know. Let's see what
that's worth. That's worth another look. We'll look into that here in a minute. But
I was thinking Chapter 11 was the full bankruptcy.
Well,
it involves a reorganization of a debtor's business affairs, debts, and assets. So.
I may have gotten the chapters mixed up then.
So this is the one they could theoretically come out of.
Basically. Yeah, and I don't think California wants their largest utility to fold up shop.
Well, I mean, the nice thing about that, the only people who suffer from that is the shareholders.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, the shareholders invested in a bad company, so they deserve to release their money.
Yeah. So CNBC reporting on the economic impact of these power cuts could be upwards of $2 billion, according to some estimates. The state's largest company, as you know, is cutting power this week, beginning yesterday. And it says here, Michael Wara of the Stanford Woods Institute for the Environment estimated the economic cost of the power shutdown could reach $2.5 billion. Quote, if one sums residential and small C&I, meaning commercial and industrial losses. The total is $2.5 billion in outage costs. If one assumes only residential customer impact, it's $65 million. But again, it's a ton of businesses are being affected here, so it's much larger, he said in a tweet on Tuesday. He arrived at his estimate using the interruption cost estimate calculator created by the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and Nexant, which compiles data on the estimated costs of power interruption. And specifically, they're talking about this one impact, okay? It's not, we're not talking about if power goes out occasionally over an entire year, $2.5 billion. We're talking about right now, this power outage that could last for what they're saying several days is maybe as much as $2.5 billion hit to the economy. Now, keep in mind, the power company asked for $1 billion extra dollars in their rate increase proposal that has yet to be approved by the Public Utilities Commission. And so it's already being dwarfed by the amount of money being lost here by these business owners and other folks who are being subjected to this.
Right.
Power outages often hit local businesses the hardest since they don't always have the same large-scale infrastructure and power generators that bigger businesses might have. A day of lost business can also have a greater impact on their bottom line since it's a larger portion of their annual revenue. Since the power cuts are concentrated in suburban/rural areas, WARA did not include large C&I customers. The dollar impact could be much higher if power isn't restored in a timely fashion. PG&E officials said every inch of power line will have to be inspected before resuming service. And on Tuesday, officials warned it could take up to 5 days.
Wow. Yeah.
Quote, outages that could last longer than 48 hours. For planning purposes, PG&E suggests customers prepare for outages that could last several days. If you're a business and you're just barely a smaller business, and you don't have a generator on site, most businesses don't. Think about that. I mean, how many businesses around here that you go to have a generator sitting out back that you've ever seen? Most of them probably don't. I've seen some banks that have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And, they're becoming more affordable and more people are doing them. This has bigger impacts and, you know, PG&E is a company. And I don't know if this article gets into it, but as a company is facing, I mean, it's not just that they can't afford to trim trees and stuff like that and clean up around there and reduce the chance of a wildfire, but, you know, they take a hit on the market, too. So PG&E bonds are trading at record highs, meaning that you got to pay people more to buy your bonds. That's how they're trying to stay afloat, and it just doesn't look like PG&E is looking like a house of cards right now, and it's not going to be good. It's definitely not going to be good for people in California. 855-450-FREE. This is a mess, and it was created by government, so you have them to thank. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.